Finally, there's a positive aspect to the drought. Mateo Garbaletto, the University of California's forest pathology specialist, explains that the dry conditions are killing the pathogen that causes sudden oak death.
Definitely we've seen a huge drop in populations of the microbe that causes sudden oak death on one of the most important trees, which is bay laurel, which is for most of California is the main driver of the disease.
Not only are there fewer of the pathogens, but without water, their ability to infect new trees is inhibited.
The microbe swims into the tree, and so if you do not have water, the swimming phase is interrupted or it never happens. And as a result, you don't really have infection or you have very, very low levels of infection.
The infection rate among bay laurels up and down the coast was between 10% and 2% in some places this year, compared to 20 to 80% in wet years. This was especially good news for parts of the North Bay.
We see that the infection rate on bay laurels in the North Bay is very, very, very low, especially in the areas around Santa Rosa.
As a result, for the first time in over a decade, Garbaletto says this may be an opportunity to beat back a little of the disease's inexorable spread.
During the drought, we have fewer and fewer trees spreading the disease. Then we go from having to deal with tens of thousands of trees to maybe just dealing with hundreds of trees for any given region. And that number is a number that we can actually deal with. We can maybe get rid of these trees, and that's why some neighborhoods have started thinking, well, let's start cutting down these few trees that are still infectious now. And then let's see if that has an effect on the overall outbreak of the disease.
The decline in the numbers of infected trees was documented in the annual Sudden Oak Death Blitz, events held across Northern California this spring, including here in Sonoma County, where nearly 60 people turned out to participate. Lisa Bell coordinated the local event.
We hold four meetings around the county, and people come and learn how you take a sample, what kind of trees you take it from. And then they go out and they look at the forest, they pick the leaves that look symptomatic, and they return the leaves to us. At the same time, they're getting the location of the leaves so that when we get results about whether it's positive or negative for sudden oak death, we can pinpoint it at a location.
The yearly maps charting those results will be updated for 2014 in October, or perhaps a bit sooner. The information will also be made available on a new mobile app for homeowners, Garbaletto adds.
We have an app that looks at the data in real time and makes a prediction of what the risk for oak infection is for any given area. So it's a very simple tool, it's free, and people can use it to see whether in their neighborhood the risk of their oaks becoming infected is high, low, or almost nil.
Meanwhile, the dry weather has highlighted a curious pattern in the pathogen's behavior. While it relies on water to propagate itself, it cannot do so using the moisture from coastal fog.
Even on the coast, like the West Sonoma coast, the presence of fog doesn't seem to equate to rainfall. So we're kind of lucky that the organism has not learned yet or has not adapted to use that moisture availability to produce the spores that then swim into the host.
And while the drought is blocking the microbe's spread, he says, the projections for oak death rates in the next few years are being scaled way back. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.